Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Black Geek Movie Talk. You are tuned into us live from Los Angeles. Today we're going to be talking about Deadpool, and it is Sunday, February 14th, Valentine's Day. Talking about Deadpool. I don't know how timely a movie this is for Valentine's Day. It feels kind of weird, but that's what we're doing. It's Deadpool today. I'm your host, Jawanda. I'm here with my co-host, Elise, as usual. Elise, why don't you give us a brief summary of what it was that we saw.
Yeah, sure. So Deadpool was directed by Tim Miller. I think this is his first feature. He was nominated for an Oscar for a short film that he did. Written by two men, Rhett Reese and Paul Wernick, who did Zombieland. And so it's basically, this is a Marvel comic book property. And so it takes place in the X-Men universe where they're mutants. And Ryan Reynolds plays Wade Wilson, who, after he falls in love, finds out that he has stage 4 cancer, and he's offered the opportunity to undergo a procedure to make him a quote-unquote superhero. And so he finally agrees. It does some damage to him, and the rest of the story is basically a revenge story. He wants to find the people, the person specifically, who turned him into not very attractive version of himself. Also starring, what's her name? Marina Baccarin from Firefly.
Woohoo! Yep.
And a very attractive villain, this Ed Skrein, who I'm not familiar with. But that's basically the story.
Right?
He's very attractive. I mean...
That's interesting you should say that. Okay, so let's start how we normally start, by just talking briefly about thoughts going in. I... for one, didn't want to see this. I just didn't. This isn't really my cup of tea. I'll talk some more once we get into the review, but I wasn't looking forward to this. So what about you, Elise?
I was really looking forward to it. This was in my top 10 most anticipated movies of this year. I think it was in like the lower five, but I was excited. Yeah, I was.
Okay.
I liked the trailers. I thought it was like the perfect role for Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah,
definitely looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Before we go any further, I just want to remind people that if you want to comment on the show, then hit us up on Twitter. It's at Black Geek Movie Talk. BLK Geek Movie TLK. BLK Geek Movie TLK.
Yeah.
Instead of following.
Yeah. So you mentioned Ryan Reynolds. Why don't we start there? Why don't we start with the cast, with the acting? I mean, what do we think? I mean, I totally agree with you. Even though I did not want to see this, I felt like just from the trailers, nobody else could do this. I mean, this is who Ryan Reynolds has been in every movie he's ever done, I feel like. this is me. So I didn't feel like, the casting was definitely spot on. I don't know who else could have done this. This was right in his, this is who he is. And then, you mentioned the attractive, you found attractive the villain. I don't really know who he is either. I thought that he was good. I never felt like he was too like silly or over the top, you know, kind of. I mean, he did what he was supposed to do. I didn't think he was a particularly, you know, like outstanding villain. He's not the best villain we've ever seen, but he did his job. I never felt like, geez, this guy again, this is so ridiculous. I felt like really everybody was really on point. You know, the supporting cast, everybody just did what they did. You know, they showed up and they did what they were supposed to do, you know. I particularly liked, I don't know why, I particularly liked the two X-Men. I really liked, and I know Colossus, but I didn't know, I wasn't familiar with the other girl. Who was she? Who was her character again?
Negasonic. No.
So we haven't seen her in other X-Men movies. Okay.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I really liked her. I like both of them a lot. Yeah. So, and what about you? What did you think of the acting? Was there anybody that really stood out for you besides, you know, Ryan Reynolds, who, you know, this is really his movie?
I mean, it was basically, it seemed like it was written for him. I was also thinking Chris Pratt probably could have done a good job, I think Ryan, but Ryan Reynolds is a little bit more like X-rated, you know.
Yeah.
Gina Carano,
that's
my girl. She stood out too.
Oh my God! Listen,
she only had two lines, but
she had like nothing. She just shows up on screen, and I'm like thrilled. I'm like, yay!
Yeah.
She didn't have to say a word. Yes, thank you, Gina. Right.
Yeah.
She doesn't do anything. She really doesn't have to do anything. She could have had no lines at all, and I would have been thrilled. Just show up, when she was fighting that Colossus, I was like, that's my girl. That's what she does. Thank you very much. She was awesome. Yeah, but it was like the Ryan Reynolds show.
Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. I mean, it was the Ryan Reynolds show. And that being said, so what did you think of, like, the story? So it was the Ryan Reynolds show, but did you feel like, because I said before, I think I might have mentioned this when we were doing our year in preview review, the reason I wasn't looking forward to this was I have this very, I guess, I don't know how to characterize it. There's only so much humor that I like with the superheroes. And I guess that's from, you know, growing up with, the Christopher Reeves, like, Superman. That is still, like, embedded in my DNA. And so I don't, like, I have a hard time, I guess, with, like, I like humor. Like, there's got to be humor, you know, for it to be a good movie. It can't be all dark. You know, you have to, it's like a serious movie, but there'll be, you know, comedy, you know, like the Avengers, you know, it's like a nice mix of, you know, their lighter moments that it's serious. But I have a difficult time with, like, it's all funny, ha-ha time. Like, that's just me.
Mm-hmm.
And it probably has something to do with the fact that I did grow up, you know, with the Christopher Reeve Superman, you know, and all these traditional. But now it seems like we've moved into a new era of, you know, anti-heroes, you know, that seems to be the thing, you know, the Christopher Reeve thing.
Uh-huh.
Nobody wants their heroes to be really perfect anymore. That's
right.
The era that we've moved into. So I understand that. But that's why I wasn't looking forward to this. But that being said, I felt like I was surprised there was a point in the movie that actually moved into, like, darkness, like, really, really dark, when he goes into the facility or whatever and actually essentially becomes Deadpool. I was like, damn. And I actually appreciated that. I appreciated that it wasn't just, because I think I would have been, like, over this movie if the whole thing from beginning to end was just him with his, like, jokey-jokey time. And, I mean, he's not, I mean, like, jokey-jokey, like, really jokey-jokey. I don't know how to say it. I would have, it would have been like, okay, we get it. You're funny time. Irreverent. I get it. Mm-hmm. I get it. That's great. But I really appreciated them throwing that section of the film in. It made me appreciate, you know, once we got back to the irreverent, a little bit more.
Yes.
So, yeah. And then how did you feel? Because you were the one who was looking forward to this. Did you feel like it lived up to what you wanted? What?
Yes. Yeah, no, definitely. So what were you saying about, like, that section where it was really dark?
Mm-hmm,
It's an interesting, I don't want to say paradox exactly, but kind of, because this is a grown-up movie, right? Like, it's R-rated, don't bring your damn kids.
No,
like,
it's not for kids.
It's for grown-ups, which I like.
It's definitely.
I mean, all the superhero movies are basically like PG-13 and trying to, you know, grab the widest share of the market.
Oh,
I get that. That's great. But this was R-rated. I appreciated that. But at the same time, the humor was really kind of juvenile. You know what I mean? It's a lot of dick and fart jokes. So I appreciated that. I kind of had a good time, like, snickering at the penis jokes. And then on top of that, I liked it. It was very, like, self-referential, you know, the opening credits is a perfect example of how they're very aware of the genre that they're in. They are trying to make the audience aware that you're watching a movie, right? This is a piece of fiction that we're putting on for your entertainment, so... You know, they even make a joke about breaking the fourth wall. So that was, I mean, it's not, people have done that before. It's not particularly original, but it worked really well with this character.
And let me add right there that apparently that's what the comic book character does too. Apparently, because I was doing a little reading, a little bit of research on this. And apparently even the comic book character, that's what he does. He's famous for, like, knowing he's in a comic. And, like, making reference to, like, the bubbles, the word bubbles. So that's true to the comic book. That's what he does. This is the character that breaks the fourth wall and is very aware. So I just wanted to add that. As you're saying that.
So, I mean, that was all very enjoyable. It was just kind of like, I just really enjoyed it. It was kind of exactly what I was expecting, and Ryan Reynolds was perfect for it. But then I also really liked I liked the interaction between Ryan Reynolds and Marina.
Yeah,
that was really, they had great chemistry. You know, it was serious when it needed to be serious. So that was kind of, I liked that. It was kind of like driving the story. And that helped.
Yeah, that worked well. That worked well.
Yeah.
The fact that you brought up the juvenile jokes, I enjoyed, what part of it did I enjoy? I don't know that I really enjoyed all of the juvenile, you know, penis and fart jokes. I mean, I enjoyed them to a point, but then I'm like, okay, that's enough. So I think what I I think what I liked more was the stuff that was just sort of like not as juvenile. Like I enjoyed the little side piece, the taxi cab driver. And he's like encouraging the taxi cab driver to like kidnap and like kill his rival for this girl, like his love interest's rival, like little stuff like that. That was funny. I liked, you know, so less of the juvenile humor, just when it was like, just sort of, you know, I don't know how to carry it. Just not juvenile. It was just, oh, that's just funny.
Yeah.
I also appreciated, like, the opening credits, you know, the writers, you know, the real heroes.
Yeah.
You know, I enjoyed all that. That was funny. Like, right away, I was like, oh, okay, this is pretty good. You mentioned Chris Pratt, and I wanted to talk a minute about, so now we've kind of seen two Marvel films that are, you know, purposely lighter in tone a little bit. You know, they have the purposefully, like, humorous. And I actually came out of the theater thinking, I think I enjoyed this a little bit more than Guardians of the Galaxy. And I was trying to figure out why that was. And it's probably nothing more than just because it takes place in a setting that I understand. You know, it's regular modern day, and it's a superhero, and something happens to the guy, and now he's got to go out and deal with his life, you know, after this thing has happened. And Guardians of the Galaxy was maybe a little too left of center for me, or maybe not enough humor or something. I don't know what it was. But I actually felt like I actually enjoyed this a little bit more. Which is thought was interesting. I had to think about it some more. I need to re-see Guardians of the Galaxy. But I mean, overall, I felt like this was. Well, was there anything that you didn't like? That you felt like maybe that wasn't so strong, or maybe you would have liked to have seen something different happen?
I'll say this. I still like, you know, being a fan of this movie. I thought that, you know, while they were being so meta and self-referential, they could have pushed the envelope a little bit further and made reference to the fact that they, like, the scenes with the cab driver were funny. But, I mean, that's a stereotype, right? Like, the South Asian cab driver with the thick accent. Like, they could have pointed out that, you know, Marina is basically playing the hooker with a heart of gold. They could have, you know, pointed that out to kind of, you know, they could have gone further to really make it, you know, original, you know? Or just like, going further, you know?
Okay.
There were basically no main characters that were people of color. You know, that could have been.
Yeah.
They could have pointed that out.
And was it, were they supposed to be in New York? No. Where were they supposed to be?
I don't know. See, I kind of thought it was New York because in the traffic they made reference to, like, when they, I thought it was supposed to be New York. Because they said something like the Grand Central Expressway or something. There was a backup or the
BQE.
I think so. I'm not positive. But it was filmed in Canada.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's interesting. You thought that they could have gone even further, that it was like your only sort of negative for this. For me, I guess the only negative, but I understand it in this context for this character. I guess the only negative would be, it was like, well, I don't really need as many juvenile jokes. I don't need it. But it's like, but I could see, you know, why. I mean, it's this character, and, you know, it wasn't like it was something that took me out of the experience, really, because I understood it. I don't know if that makes sense. Like, I'm in it, and I understand this is the character, this is where he's coming from, this is what he does. Okay. Even though I was like, okay, well, great. That's not funny. Okay, but all right. It's like, all right. I did like them. I don't know if you picked up on it. There was lots of, I mean, when he, there were a couple of things where he was like, he made mention of, because you know he played the Green Lantern, and that was like abysmal.
Yes.
That was horrendous. And there was, he's like, I don't want to wear any green and no animation. That was funny. I like. At one point, he was talking about when they go to the X-Men like mansion, and he's like, "Why is there only like two of you? It's almost like the studio can afford another." I love that. I like at one point he was like, when Colossus and other home chicks show up on the freeway, and they're gonna take him back to they're gonna force him back to the mansion to see, you know, they made reference to Xavier, and he was like, "Which one, McAvoy or Stewart?" I screamed. I was like, "Are you kidding me right now?" I also like, did you stay till the very end after the credits?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, you know me in the 80s,
yes.
My 80s films. Okay, so you know that got the most appreciative yell from me. I was like, "Are you kidding me right now?" Okay, this is awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. So, I mean, I guess when I think about it, there's not too much negative. Really, that I can say about this. I mean, I think that they did a good job for what it was. I mean, I felt like all the performances were really strong. There was nobody that I can say was, like, really, truly weak, you know?
Mm-hmm.
This was definitely, like, a Ryan Reynolds thing, and it was kind of, like, you know, kind of cool seeing him be able to do something that's finally, like, just so, well, not finally, that's not true, because he's done a couple of other things that I think he was great in, but in terms of, like, a superhero film, especially since his first outing was, like, just so horrendous, it was good. See, it was like, okay, there was no stretching for him in this, there's no, like, real acting that went on, would you say? There was no acting. I feel like this is who he is. You know, and so that was good. It's good when you can, you know, that it just so happened that the timing was right, you know, the right age, right everything, the right time in, like, the history sort of a film that this just sort of happened for him. You know, it was just so on point. That was, like, really cool to, like, see, I have to say. So, the only thing, this is just like a side comment, maybe not so much about the review, about the movie, but this made me kind of want to do some research on, because I was kind of confused. I thought I read something about, like, this, he was this character in that Wolverine film that we saw, like, what iteration, because they were making sort of, I thought that I read that. So that origin Wolverine movie that we saw, right? He was in that. And he was all talky-talky, and then that crazy thing happened to him at the end. Is this the same character? Is it, or not? Like, I want to, like, look it up. Because I felt like in this film, they made reference to that. Because he was talking about, before he became Deadpool, they were talking about him, like, being, like, a mercenary. And I thought that he was talking about when he was in the origin movie, the Wolverine movie. But then, like, that wouldn't make sense, because we know how that ended. He got his, you know, mouth sewn up and his head chopped off. So is it the same character or not? I thought I remember reading that somebody was like, well, he's already played the character. I don't know. So you haven't, you hadn't heard that or read that?
I don't, no, and I don't remember that from Wolverine. But, you know,
oh,
that
you don't
came out
that?
the same weekend as Star Trek.
Star
So
Trek. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he, yeah. There were mercenaries. You know, Wolverine was part of the group with his brother, and Ryan Reynolds was talky in that. Like, he was basically this guy. And then at the end, they mutinized him, and they sewed his mouth up. And then he sort of had the same regenerative powers as Wolverine. It was like the big, the last showdown. You don't remember that? And then Wolverine's brother showed up,
vaguely.
And they had the two of them. And then, yeah. I have to look it up. I was hoping maybe you had read something else. Because I was like, how is that possible? How is that the same character? Maybe I misread. I don't know. But, like, I kind of, and I'm wondering also now, is he going to show up at some point? You know, because Marvel has got, like, 555,000 movies to come on the docket. Like, we're going to see all these characters just together in some sort of ridiculous way. I'm wondering if he's going to be part of that. I don't know. I'd like to see him sort of with the X-Men. I'd like to see him, you know, how he would fit in that mix. I think it would be fun to see.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah. So, let me see. What else? We didn't talk about the music. Music kind of played a kind of big part in this. How did you feel?
I really enjoyed that too, when they threw on the salt and pepper and the DMX. Mm-hmm. I was like, yes. And then Wham! All of it was good. I liked all of it.
I felt at one point in the beginning there was some like guitar track that sounded a lot like
Michael
from
Jackson.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they must have sampled it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because it was like it was starting, but then they didn't go. There. They didn't play it. It was just, I was like, I know that's Beat It. Okay, so I'm not the only one. Okay, yeah. I like that a lot. I thought that was great. Okay, so we've got 2 minutes left. If there's nothing else you want to add to the actual review or anything having to do with it, I guess we can rate this. Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you have anything? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
No.
Huh?
Oh, I don't have anything to add, no. Mm-mm. You can rate it.
So why don't we start with you, 0 to 5 stars. What would you give this?
I'm giving this 3.5. It was a good time. I couldn't really find anything that I didn't like about it.
Yeah. It was very, very strong, I have to say. There was nothing. I mean, I wanted to give it a 3 just because this isn't really my cup of tea. But it was actually genuinely a good film. There was, even for it not really being my cup of tea, this was a strong, strong outing. And Marvel wins again. What can you say? They win again. They're really cleaning up. Okay, so with that said, it is time to plug the next show. Elise, do you know what we're going to be doing next time?
I do not know what we're doing next time. Why don't you tell us, Yolanda?
Well, we're going to be back on March 13. We're going to be reviewing 10 Cloverfield Lane. So that should be fun, because I have no idea what it's about. But the trailers are very... tantalizing. No clue. Is it a sequel to Cloverfield Lane?
Yeah.
Or what is it? We don't know. But we'll be back then at the same time. So thanks for tuning in. Until then, hope you guys check us out again next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.